Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, whose name is majestic in all the earth, who rescues and heals in every time of trouble, who does all things well.
Amen.
Let us come before God seeking forgiveness and life. Let's take a moment for our own self-examination and reflection. Steadfast and saving God, have mercy on us. We confess to you all the ways we turn from you and harm one another. In your compassion, forgive our sins, heal our hurts, bring forth from us the harvest of righteousness, the fruits of gentleness and peacemaking, the sheaves of wisdom and justice, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus, God's Son, receive mercy and find grace in your time of need. The transgressions are forgiven. God's love is healing balm for your wounds. Rejoice, for God raises you up to new life in Christ.
Amen.
We sing People of Hope.
First reading, Jeremiah 31, verse 31 to 34. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. I will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt. A covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, says the Lord, I will put my law within them, and I will write in their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another or say to each other, know the Lord, for they shall all know me. From the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. Today we will be reading Psalm 46. Please read the bold in print responsibly. God is our refugee and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Therefore we will not fear, through the earth being moved, and through the mountains shaken in the depths of the sea.
Through its waters rage and foam, and there through the mountains tremble with its tumult.
There is a horror in the streams that glad the city of God, the holy habitation of the Most High.
God is in the midst of the city, and it shall not be shaken. God shall help it at the break of day.
The nations rage and the kingdom shake. God speaks and the river melts away.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Come now, O God, and our works, O Lord. What desolation God has brought upon the earth.
Behold, the one who makes war to cease in all the world, who breaks the bow and shatters the spear and burns the shields with fire.
Be still, O Lord, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth.
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Second reading, Romans chapter 3, verse 19 to 28. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law, for through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed, and is attested by the law and the prophets. The righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all of who believe. For there is no distinction, since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are now justified by His grace as a gift, through the redemption that is Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as the sacrifice of atonement by His blood, effective through faith. He did this to show His righteousness, because in His divine forbearance He had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that He Himself is righteous, and that He justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. The word of the Lord.
Thank you. Holy Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to the Jews who had believed in him, "If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been slaves to anyone. What do you mean by saying, 'You will be made free'?" Jesus answered them, "Very truly, I tell you, everyone who commits sin is a slave to sin. The slave does not have a permanent place in the household. The Son has a place there forever. So if the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. I invite you to please pray with me. Loving, gracious God, we are grateful for this day. This day where we celebrate who we are and to whom we belong. We celebrate that every day, but today we focus. We focus. We give you thanks for your word. Now may the words of my mouth and the thoughts and meditation of our hearts be acceptable to you, O Lord our God, our Redeemer. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, it's been 502 years since that day that Martin Luther nailed those 95 theses, those 95 things that he wanted to have to talk about on the door. 502 years ago. 502 years ago. It disrupted things. It disrupted things. It changed things. Luther wanted to disrupt. He didn't want to disrupt. He didn't want to change the church. He wanted just to reform the church. 500 years ago. They say about every 500 years there's a reformation. Guess what time it is? You know, 500 years before that, they had the breakup between the Eastern Orthodox and the Western Church that we know as the Roman Catholic Church, about 500 years before that. So, guess what? It must be time for another Reformation. But I want to suggest to you today that the Reformation never stopped. Reforming nature is not a static thing. It's a living thing, and it moves. There are major shifts in the Christian church today. These things. How are we to be Christian today? How do we live out our faith in the realities that we see each and every day in our world, in our culture? What are the challenges that we face today? What's stressing you out today? What's stressing you out today? Talk to me. Politics. Finances. What? Finances. Come on. Or is this a de-stress zone? I want you to think about those things where it stresses you out. Finances, politics, perhaps job, perhaps family. There's a lot of things that stress us out. Perhaps climate change. Perhaps how we treat one another. So what can we do? We'll make a difference in 500 years. How will people remember us? Martin Luther said, when confronted by his teachings, and they told him to take it back, he said, "Here I stand. I can do no other. I stand firm on the Word of God, on grace alone, on faith alone. We are saved by grace through faith," he says. "We are not saved by our good works or buying a piece of paper called an indulgence that will help pay for buildings in Rome. So we are saved by faith." Luther said, "Here I stand. I can do no other." And he became an outlaw. He could have been killed by anyone. But fortunately, he was whisked away by some friends, and he spent some time away. The thing that Luther did was he was very clear about He understood who he was and to whom he belonged and where that comes from. That we are saved by grace through faith. This is not of your own doing, it's a gift of God. He says, I am a child of God. So I got thinking about identity today. Especially these four guys up here
have been putting up with me in class for 2 years. Do you realize that? You know, and the thing is, I start out each class and end each class with this. You got to memorize it? Yeah, you really do start to work out. Why don't I invite you to say this with me, everyone? I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Worthy of love and respect.
Worthy of love and respect.
And God will use me to change the world.
God will use me to change the world.
Okay, let's break that down. The first phrase, I am a child of God. That has identity written all over it. I am a child of God. We identify with so many different things. We identify with family, with school, with sports, with arts, all these different types of things. Some of you have even identified with Green Bay Packers. Some of us identify with the Vikings. So, you know, there's a lot of different things we identify with. Just don't shut me out, okay? Okay. But we identify with different things. How do we look at ourselves? How do we see ourselves? Your sons, part of the family. Your child, part of the family, identity. What identifies you? When we say I'm a child of God, it identifies you as God's child. It's simple as that. Now, there's another thing I do too in confirmation classes. After I say that I am a child of God, then I have to look at each other and say, you are a child of God, right? Worthy of love, respect, and God will use you to change the world. So, identity, I'm a child of God. But you know what? You are a child of God also. So when I look at you, what do I see? Do I see a classmate? Do I see whatever? I want you to think about seeing this person next to you. I tell you what, Abel turned to Sam, Garrett turned to Nick. Look at each other and say, you are a child of God. So, there you go. It's how we see each other. How we identify. My challenge to you this day and each and every other day is that when you look at other people, you don't look at other people and say, well, that's a slimy bag, or that person's bully, or that person's really nice. I want to challenge you today to look at the people around you and say, you are a child of God. Identity is important. Who you are. The second part of that is worthy of love and respect. Now, worthy has this kind of idea that maybe things are, you know, I'm really on top of it or something like that. But the worthiness comes by who we are, a child of God. No more, no less, and no one else is no more and no less. Worthy of love and respect. Love and respect is a gift that is received. I am a child of God, worthy of love and respect, and those around you are also worthy of love and respect, too. So when we show that and demonstrate that with our lives, we are being living examples of who we are as a child of God. Now the last part is God will use me to change the world. I want you to think about how God might use you in life, to impact the world around you. God will use me. God will use you to change the world. Our world needs a lot of help right now. Make no mistake about it. And to sit on the sidelines is to do nothing. This is not a way to be. We need to open ourselves to God, so that God can use us to change the world. Maybe it's just our little world here. Maybe it's just our little world here. But being open to how God may work through you and through each of us in this. Say with me again. I am a child of God. Worthy of love and respect.
Worthy of love and respect.
And God will use you to change the world.
God will use you to change the world.
Look at those around you. You are a child of God. Worthy of love and respect.
Worthy of love and respect.
And God will use you to change the world.
And God will use you to change the world.
Oh, there's one more piece. My prayer that I tell kids, and they always have a kind of race to respond. Speedy here? Oh. Brian's here. Okay. Jennifer. When I say to them after we've done that, I say, and my prayer for you is what?
That we will all come to believe it.
That we will all come to believe it and live it. And that's my prayer for you this day. Amen.
I present Garrett Krause, Aiden Dowd, Nicholas Madsen, and Samuel Worm, who desire to make public affirmation of their baptism.
Let us pray. Merciful God, we thank you for these brothers, whom you have made your own by water and word in baptism. You have called them to yourself, enlightened them with the gifts of your Spirit. Nourish them in the community of faith. Uphold your servants in the gifts and promises of baptism, and unite the hearts of all whom you have brought to new birth. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
All right, I ask you to profess your faith in Christ Jesus, reject sin, and confess the faith of the Church. Do you renounce the devil and all the forces that defy God, or so say, I renounce them? Do you renounce the powers of this world and rebel against God, so say, I renounce them?
I renounce them.
Do you renounce the ways of sin that draw you from God?
I renounce them.
Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God,
God the Father, Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into heaven. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting.
You have made public confession of your faith. Now this is really important. Do you intend to continue in the covenant God made with you in Holy Catechism? To live among God's faithful people? To hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper. To proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed. To serve all people following the example of Jesus. And to strive for justice and peace in all the earth. If so, I do, and I ask God to help me guide you.
I do, and I ask God to help me guide
you. Turn to your faith family or your family family. Well, people of God, do you promise to support these brothers and pray for them in their life in Christ?
We do. We ask God to help these guys.
Those family members, would like to come up. Family members, this is part of the service where we pray for the Holy Spirit for the conference. And so if your baptismal sponsors, mentors, whoever you would like to have come up, would like to come up this time. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O God, that through water and the Holy Spirit, you give us new life. Cleanse us from sin and raise us to eternal life. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Nick the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his servant. Give him patience in suffering and bring him to life everlasting.
Amen.
Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in sin the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving. Give him patience in suffering and bring him to everlasting life.
Amen.
For Jesus' sake, stir up the gift of your Holy Spirit. confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his servant, and give him patience in suffering and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. Father in heaven, for Jesus' sake, stir up in Garrett the gift of your Holy Spirit. Confirm his faith, guide his life, empower him in his serving, give him patience in suffering, and bring him to everlasting life. Amen. May go ahead.
Now is the time that parents want to share a blessing with you.
Sure.
Why don't you wait until everybody gets seated?
What?
Oh,
yes. Yeah, you stay.
You guys can stand up.
This is for Sam and for all of you. Okay. May you feel God's presence as he lovingly watches over you and protects you. May you know God's peace as he comforts you in times of despair and celebrates with you in times of joy. May you trust God's wisdom to help you with the choices you will make, big and small. May you listen to God's word as he guides you to live the life that he planned for you. May you welcome God's love and keep him always in your heart. May you share God's love with all you meet and in all you do. God bless you.
Garrett, you have grown from a small child to the gentleman you are today. On this road of life, God is your guide and will be with you every step. Psalm 46, verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. While there will be ups and downs, there will also be his hand there to guide you on your journey. We are very proud of you, Garrett, and ask for God's blessing on you and all of you today.
Sam, Nick, as your scoutmaster, I always tell you to bring a compass with you to help you point the way on the direction where you're going. Just know that you have God as your spiritual compass to bring with you on your journey spiritually. Please make sure you look at it every once in a while, and like I tell you, trust your compass. So.
I forgot something in my sermon. I wanted to tell you the gospel text. You just talked about being that if you follow and doing the things that wants to do with you. I guess the thing I want to tell you today is that no matter what, I'm never giving up on you. You know what? I don't think these people out here are ever going to give up on you either. They're here for you. Your family, friends, here for you. God doesn't have to give up on us. And I certainly don't have to give up either. So know. Just know. That's it. Amen. Go ahead and pray. Let us rejoice with these brothers in Christ. We rejoice in you in the life of God. Together we will give thanks and praise to God and proclaim the good news to all the world. Let's give them a hand. I invite you to stand as you're able. Knowing the one in whom we trust, and with the help of the Holy Spirit,
living in us, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all in need. God, our refuge and strength, you make all things new. Reform your church so that our life together bears witness to your unmerited love. Free us from sin and write the law of love on our hearts, Lord, in your mercy. Reform our relationships with you, with one another, and with all creation. Restore this good earth, the home you entrusted to our care. Enrich soils, cleanse waters, and purify the air, Lord, in your mercy. Bring an end to war and to the violence that shakes the nations and worries your people. When voices of fear threaten to overwhelm us, fill the earth with your peace and strength, Lord, in your mercy. Be present, help of those suffering the tumult of illness, poverty, abandonment, and uncertainty. Bring your calm and healing to those in need, especially today we remember Andy, Josie, Patrick, Randy and Pam, Heidi, Sue, Patty, Kathy, Janelle, Ernie, Lexton, Jim, Norm and Helen, Sherry, Kevin, Grace, Levi, Sean, Libby, Tracy, Leo, Sam, Kathy, the great bar companion, Synod in Malawi, the Blaka Parish, and Pastor Francis, and all those who serve in our military and their families, and all the members and friends residing in healthcare facilities or confined in their homes. Lord, in your mercy. In this community, O Lord, we are all sinners and saints. In our dealings with one another, in our witness to the world, help us to trust in your mercy, freely offering others what you give us, Lord, in your mercy. We give you thanks this day for these young men who confirm their faith today. Help them to grow in faith towards you and in love towards each other, and help them never forget who they are. Be the work through them to change the world, Lord, in your mercy. We remember before you those who have died in Christ and now live in the fullness of salvation. We trust your presence now, even as we wait for your glory to be revealed, Lord, in your mercy. Trusting and delighting in you, we commend all our lives into your loving hands. We offer these prayers in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you. Let's share that peace with one another.
He's a guitar violinist. Thank you, Jerry.
hills were gathered together to become one bread, so let your church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom. For yours is the glory through Jesus Christ, now and forever.
Amen.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it for them all to eat, saying, "This is my body, it's given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." When the meal had ended, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for them all to drink, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remember us in your kingdom, O Lord, and you teach us to pray. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
You may be seated. Jesus, as the host of this meal, invites us to come forward. Here at Christ Lutheran, we practice open tables, so trusting that Christ is present in the bread and the wine, you're welcome to come forward and receive. Well, it's set, so come and eat. One more word. When you come up, please take one of the empty glasses by the baptismal font here and bring that up with you as you come forward. Thank you.
invite you to please stand as you're able. And may the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, strengthen you and keep you in his grace and his peace. Amen. We give you thanks, O God, that you welcome us to your table and satisfy our deepest hunger and thirst. By your gifts of word and holy meal, strengthen us to take up the cross as we go about our callings in this world, following after Jesus Christ, our servant Lord. Amen. The light shown in the arms of Jesus, receive blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We sing, Go Tell It on the Mountain.